Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think the idea to move Dwight Howard, to me, it's an easy sell. This guy is clearly not going to get better than what he is. There's no good reason to keep him around.
I think I'm with you, because usually in these situations when you have a star player, you can't get fair value. But at this point, you're selling a diminishing return. You're selling a Porsche, but it's got 120,000 miles on it. And if you get, you know, a nice Mercedes for it, that's a fair trade.
703-780-3776. My boy Eli Manning.
He's cost us a lot of money this year. That was actually an entertaining game for a change.
I thought that there was something terrible was bound to happen late in that game. And it just never did. Odell Beckham is good at catching footballs.
I still wonder, though, why teams get away from the run. I mean, Lamar Miller was killing them.
Especially when you've got a guy like Ryan Tannehill. Dude, keep leaning on that run.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real. At Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And getting all kinds of science, getting lectured on science on Twitter. People telling us we have about 5 billion years before the sun disappears.
Yeah.
And like then it goes,
I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's literally the one thing I feel like I never have to worry about is, will the sun be here next year?
Soccer Bilal is one of the guys who texted that to the show. And I was listening to the first few minutes of Glenn Davis last night, and dude, Bilal knows his soccer. They were going back and forth on stuff, and it sounded like he was a guest. So, well done, sir. All right.
Lamont says, how in the hell can a North Carolina story beat out the hottest story locally, the Highway 45 proposal? I don't want to give that thing any run, because I wish those guys would have gotten hit by a car. I really do.
Shame.
So, everybody knows. I hope that they're hit by a car. I hope they don't die, but I hope that whatever's wrong with their brains is fixed.
You know what?
In the accident.
Well, I'm sorry. That's natural selection. If something bad were to happen, it'd kind of be like turning the sun off on them. Yeah, they just sort of disappear. Yeah, I that's stupid. That's like giving run to people who stand on railroad tracks. So. Let me give something away, though. So we've given, all right, so we gave Jesse a $500 gift card. He's having a great week.
That's good.
We gave away that stocking.
Good time, too. Good time of the year.
It is, man. You can do a lot with that. Yeah. How about this? $25 gift card to Tin Roof Barbecue. And you're going to be entered to win a Tecate Christmas party. You and nine of your, John, do I really have to read this the way it's written? Is this for an air check?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the way that Tecate sent it to us.
Okay, so I'm going to start over and I'm going to read it exactly like it says.
BFF.
Okay.
Heart emoji.
Yeah. You know what? I've upped my emoji game, by the way. A lot of my friends were giving me grief because I suck at emojis on my texts.
You using that middle finger?
I have not used the middle finger yet, but mostly I say something, you know, sort of arrogant about myself, and then have the little smiley face with the sunglasses. It's a big step for me, though. I'm getting there. I haven't gotten to Twitter yet with emojis, but I'm trying to get with the program. People have told me that I need to up my emoji game. All right, here's what you're going to win. A $25 gift card to Tin Roof Barbecue and be entered to win a Tecate Christmas party. You and nine of your closest BFFs will ring in the Christmas cheer at Tapp's House of Beers. This Thursday, December 17th, courtesy of Tecate and Tecate Light, caller number 12. Okay, now can I say BFFs, really? nine people who will drink with you, all right? That's really what it is. Although most of you guys have a lot more friends than I do, so.
Not me.
You could scare together nine.
No.
I over under, if I said, hey, I'm going to call my closest friends. I don't think I'm getting past four.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of friends, but, you know, the ones that, like, but if we're going to define this as BFF, which I kind of think is, that means like you're very best friends, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Now I'm getting texts from friends saying, am I one of your BFFs?
Yeah.
If you have my phone number, probably. That's a good sign. Four of those in 10 seconds. Great. 713-780-ESPN. Lamont says, AJ, you missed the best part. The city of Houston charged them.
Oh.
Well, good.
Good. As they should, right? Get a ticket.
Emojis are ridiculous and especially strange when a man uses emojis when texting another man. Just my opinion. To be honest, I've never used an emoji with another man.
I often send the thumbs up emoji.
Yeah.
And I like to use the black hand. I don't know why, but that's my preferred thumb to send.
To be honest, it's only when I'm texting women that are texting me emojis that I try to emoji back.
No, I use that.
That's not weird, is it?
I use that thumbs up or thumbs down man to man all the time.
Okay.
Because sometimes it's faster for me than typing in the affirmative or the negative.
But it also...
So John will be like, hey, you know, you got to be here at this time to do this today. I'll just send that big black thumb.
Well, it shortens the message. I get. God. Thanks, guys. Now I'm getting emojis and BFF stuff. Wonderful. That's blowing up my phone. All right. So, yeah, I could probably scare up 9 people. Great.
I don't know if 9. I don't know if 9 people outside of work and my immediate family have my phone number.
Oh, man. Well, I have more friends than...
Yeah,
I'm letting on, but
you've got more than me for sure.
No, I've made a lot of friends since we started doing this because I, you know, just from people that listen to the show that you meet out and about, and some, you know, we go out a lot, and we're social people. We like to meet folks and make friends, and sometimes you stay friends with them, and sometimes you don't. You just have fun, and then you get rid of them because they're boring.
Yeah,
it happens. Just got in the car. Did y'all talk Fargo? Yes, y'all did, and. The best way to do that is go to podcastarena.com. We did a little bit in the first hour, but second segment of the 5 o'clock hour. All right. We only have one segment left because we have UT basketball.
Oh.
Are we going to do bleepage with that, John?
No, I got a little busy today with interns and whatnot.
Dude, are you improving those interns?
Yeah, we're getting a new crop of interns. We're getting about 10 of them.
Oh.
Are we going to get attractive women this time, or is it all guys?
No, there's about 3 women interns. They'll be coming back and forth with social media stuff, and some of them have...
He ignored the word I had before the women. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Okay, so they've got good personalities is what you're saying.
I don't judge on looks when bringing them in.
Well, I know. You can't, because I get it. Our HR department will be all over you if you talk about stuff like that. Fortunately, we can do that. Jules says, an emoji to shorten the length of the text is like saying K as a response. See, I don't know if I agree with that, because emojis are kind of happy and fun. K is annoying. That's basically, I'm just acknowledging that you sent me a text, but I have no interest in saying anything to you. Isn't that how you take K? I only send that like to my wife when I'm pissed off at her. Like she tells me, did you do this? Did you do this?
Yeah.
K. I mean, That's it. That's the only reason you use that, right?
Yeah.
Jong, isn't that the only reason you use K?
Yeah, I never use K. I just use OK.
Okay or, seems fine to me.
Or, I'll do the thumbs up emoji.
Okay, but usually. That's why K is offensive, because you're either too damn lazy to say OK or you're too irritated with the person to say OK. That's why I only do that when I'm really pissed off at somebody. You get a K. Usually it's like texting my ex or something.
I don't care what you guys say. I like using that black thumb.
Save
what
that.
What about the eggplant?
Save that.
you like that eggplant emoji?
I don't have any use for that, really. But that black thumb I use all the time.
Take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. One segment to go, and then UT basketball against Appalachian State. Is that who they play tonight?
I believe so.
All right. I should know this stuff, but I'm not paying attention to college basketball until after January 1st. Now that I won't have much college football left.
All right.
So we're close to that. I'm paying a little bit of attention. I did notice that UH beat LSU on Sunday. I may actually go to a game in January.
All right.
They're off to a pretty good start. And I like Kelvin Sampson. I apologize. I missed a bunch of texts because I was signing stuff, but I got them all done. So thank you, Jerry, for your suggestion. Because of that, I missed an awful lot of text. Bill asked, are you playing country background music or am I getting that Corpus Country station again?
Probably.
That was the background music. That was Justin, wasn't it? They were playing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And somebody was asking for, they need a good wine suggestion because they have a big date. I have to admit, I am not the best person for wine. What I do in those situations, and I hate to put it off, but I go to Specs because those guys there are really good. If you tell them, hey, I want a good, you know, Malbec or something that's going to impress a woman, that's not going to cost me a lot, they're really good at it. And
it kind of depends on what, like if you're going to a restaurant or.
Yeah, see, that's, but you know what? That's what I would do. I would still go to Specs and ask them and then look for that wine at the restaurant.
What I definitely recommend is if you're not looking to blow the budget when they bring the wine list, never pick the cheapest wine.
No.
Because that's a bad look.
Yeah.
I'd avoid the two cheapest wines.
Yeah. You want to, at worst, third cheapest.
Yeah.
Because that,
also, you're a grown man. Unless she says she prefers white wine, you drink red wine.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
If you're. You don't drink white wine unless you're a woman or you're, you know, 19.
But
that's all that's available. You drink red wine unless she says that she prefers white wine, and then you power through it.
I think they said those Malbec wine. You can't go wrong with that usually, and they're usually affordable. But one thing you do not want to do is let her order something without you knowing what it is, because that's how you wind up dating a woman who orders $80 glasses of wine and drinks four of them.
Yeah.
When you were out of work. Does that happen to me? And I have never forgiven that woman. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, Cowboy Bill says a country station in Corpus keeps cutting in, especially during the day. It's very annoying. I was trying to listen to Granado today, and that happened a couple times. So.
That's what you get for trying to listen to that show?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I wound up listening to music instead. That's a beauty of, man, it's so much of our lives. Thanks to this damn phone, like all my music's in here. I just plug it into my car and just listen to that instead.
Yep.
Sorry, Granado. It's nothing personal. That and you were talking about the same thing you were talking about yesterday, so that tends to bore me. All right. Guess what? That's going to wrap it up. But you guys should listen to the station all day. Great shows all day long. Want to thank Jong Lee. Great job. AJ Hoffman. Great job. Want to thank Jerome Solomon for showing up today. His record's been pretty good lately. We will be back tomorrow for a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Until then, enjoy your UT basketball and stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.